14th, 2023. I am Sala Persistent, and this is My Turn to Talk. And welcome to everyone streaming on other platforms. Welcome. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Hey, Brina, Brina. Audio is okay. Can you guys hear me okay? Is it coming through clear? Okay, I am going to get started. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So today I want to talk about Judy Heumann. I'm going to talk a little bit about her, but basically what she did in her life. Judy Heumann was a disabled person who fought very hard for disability rights. She was an advocate. She passed away this past March 4th, 2023, at the age of 75. Now, Judy Heumann is someone who I follow off and on over the years because she was an advocate, and she fought for the rights of others. And in her case, it was mainly for disabled people. Thanks to Judy Heumann, you have the ramps that are outside of buildings. And when you go to cross the street, it's not just the curb. It has that smooth, you know, part on the sidewalk for wheelchair access. She was a huge reason why you have disabled parking spaces. She advocated for a lot of things for disabled people, because she said that disabled people were not seen, you know, and she wanted to fight for, you know, for people to see disabled people. And she did. She, you know, and it was a hard fought fight. You know, I remember when ramps started to go in, you know, at buildings. And it started where, you know, federal buildings were the first ones. You know, you had to have wheelchair accessible ramps. You know, there was a time when, and I remember this, when people in wheelchairs used to struggle trying to get upstairs, or their family members were struggling to get them up the stairs into buildings. And she was a huge voice. And one thing that she always said was, I won't be silenced. You know, so when you think about someone like her, it only takes one. It only takes one person to point out an injustice. Crazy lady, welcome. It only, you know, takes one person to point out an injustice. And for Judy, it was disabled people. You know, she wanted to make sure that disabled people were seen. And what she did in her life, it went just from wheelchair, you know, accessible buildings, but you know, it was just for disabled rights all around. You know, she made it where even if you broke your leg and you know, you have to walk around on a crutch, you know, for the next 6 weeks. She wanted to make sure that if you were going into a building, you didn't have a hard time opening the door. She was responsible for when you go up to some, you know, doors, whatever, that they open where they have the wheelchair accessible doors, where you're just not pulling them open. You can go and you can push the button. She was responsible for that. I mean, even with our automatic doors that open, where we go up to them and open, a lot of that wasn't there. And disabled people had a hard time opening up doors, especially if you're in a wheelchair. You know, and those doors have to stay open for a certain amount of time. Those doors are on timers. They just can't open close. They have to open long enough to allow you to get through the doors. And what Judy Heumann did, you know, she also had the thanks of a lot of elderly people, because even though a lot of elderly people are not necessarily wheelchair bound, they do move slower. They may not be able to get up those stairs. Maybe they do need the ramp. Maybe when they are, you know, going through the doors, they can't get through the door as fast. Because of Judy Heumann, we do not see that many. We still have them, but the revolving doors. Try to get through a revolving door if, you know, you're in a wheelchair. You know, this world is basically made for people who are able-bodied. We don't think about the people who are, you know, in the wheelchairs. The person who may be missing a limb. We don't think about that. We see them. We glance at them. And we just keep going. But they have challenges that the rest of us don't have. So I say all this about Judy. Again, she's someone that I follow off and on over the years. But one thing that I liked about her, and one thing that she said, Miss Crazy, welcome. One thing that she said was she was willing to make a fuss. She was willing to make a fuss. So what are we willing to make a fuss about? What are we willing to, you know, go that extra mile where you say to yourself, I won't be silenced? What are you willing to do? You know, and through the ages, we have, you know, many, many people have made themselves heard. Many, many people have been willing to make a fuss. And you have those people who say, yeah, I'm willing to do it. But then when it's time to do it, they, you know, they kind of step back and they keep moving back in the back in the back in the back until they're all the way in the back. those are not people who are willing to make a fuss. I mean, Judy Heumann in a wheelchair, you know, she stood and she faced police officers who were wanting to arrest her and other people who were wheelchair bound because they were blocking a federal building because that federal building did not have accessible access for disabled people. You know, so what are you willing to make a fuss about? Claire, welcome. You know, some people, they make a fuss about what we may consider little things. And people may say, oh, you know, I can't believe you're making a fuss about that. Well, to that person, it's important. And in today's society, we have people making a fuss about a lot of things. A lot of people are making a fuss about a lot of things. You know, Ms. Crazy says, I'm always willing to make a fuss. Crazy Lady says, many women. I mean, you know, because I'm always making a fuss. And people always saying, there she goes again, you know. Why don't you know? I have one person says, why don't you just be quiet? Well, why don't you just be quiet and not talk to me? don't pay attention to me. Then you don't have to worry about what I am doing. But if people did not make a fuss, we would not have significant change in society. We would still be living in the dark ages. And in some cases, I think we are still living in the dark ages. It takes courageous people to make a fuss. It takes courageous people to stand on the front line and say, I won't be silenced. And a lot of people, they walk the walk. I'm sorry, they walk the walk, but they don't, walk and talk at the same time. You know, some people just like to hear the sound of their voice. But then you have those people who will actually do what their mouth is spewing out. You know, and when you look at Judy Heumann, who is known as the mother of disability. She's one of the reasons why we have the word disabled as opposed to handicapped. Now, is there a difference? Is there a difference between that word handicapped and being disabled? Some people see being handicapped, that word is more of a negative. Is it? As opposed to having a disability. Because in some ways, we all have disabilities. You know, in some ways, we are all disabled in some way. It may not be something that is outward, that we can see. But it's something that is there. So, Crazy Lady, welcome.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to know.
I'm also laughing at your comment. I love wrecking people's day.
I do. I love wrecking people's days.
And Crazy says, Ms. Crazy says, exactly, stay out of my lane. Okay. Right? Go ahead. You have the mic.
My dad was a wise man. I'm coming to realize, he would always say, if you don't stand up for yourself, no one else will, And some disabilities come to people later in life, and people that were like born with disabilities, in their brain, They're not disabled because, that's just what they've always known. You know what I mean? I always like to put myself in other people's shoes, like, How would the world be if, like, I was deaf or blind or, missing an arm, So, yeah.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, but I just wanted to also put down the difference. And this is again the Google that the definition of the difference between disability and handicap. Disability is a functional limitation with regard to a particular activity, and handicap refers to a disadvantage in filling a role in life relative to a peer group. So, Crazy Lady, do you agree with that? Do you disagree?
I'm trying to grasp what they were talking about. Handicap refers to a disadvantage in filling a role in life relative to a peer group. So what they're seeing, like, I guess, what standards of people around you,
I think that's basically what they're saying. Then here's another one. Hold on. A handicap is an inability to accomplish something one might want to do that most others around are able to accomplish.
Oh, well, then check it out. Everybody's handicapped. In one
Okay,
way or another.
so do you think that people are more handicapped than disabled? I mean, do you think that
Well,
people
every person is handicapped in some way, shape, form, or fashion.
Okay.
I can't turn metal into art. Well, I'm handicapped. I mean, going by that last definition, then, check out, we're all handicapped. We're all damaged goods, people.
Okay, so then do you see a disability as a physical or mental limitation as opposed to a handicap? Because I think we all
I
have.
look at it as just, what? People that have disabilities, like one way or another, they adapt and overcome. Seriously.
True.
They just, I don't know. See, I when I meet people, and I know a lot of people that are disabled and stuff. I mean, yeah, there's some things they can't do. Well, then, I'll help you with those. But everything else, and a lot of times they can do the same thing. They just go about a different way of doing it.
So again, I ask, do you think that everyone has a disability?
Probably in one shape, form, or another.
I mean, we again, it may
Or
not
they
necessarily.
experience a disability sometime during their life, like a broken arm is a temporary disability.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to say something that is totally crazy, but it's something that just popped in my head, and I'm just wondering if it's not true to some extent. Does everyone have a mental disability to a certain extent? Anybody?
Probably.
I know it sounds, I know it sounds crazy and far-fetched, but do some of us, I mean, do all of us at some shape or form have some type of mental disability? Are we not able to, if we're not able to grasp certain things, is that a mental disability?
Depends on who you're talking about.
Okay.
I mean,
Okay,
because there, I mean.
if someone is deficient in math, let's say like algebra, geometry, trig, or something, whatever. You have some people who are just, they can do it and there's no problem, and other people struggle, and some people,
Never get it.
just never get it. I mean, me,
The brain just don't work that way.
algebra, geometry is like, okay, I did okay with that, but the rest of that, I don't get it. Do I have a mental disability?
I don't
So,
know.
and Gracie says, for all the crap we go through, it's inevitable.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We're all carrying around some kind of trauma. We're all bent. We're all bent. Some of us
We
just a little bit
all
more
are.
bent than the others, but we're all bent just a little bit.
And now that she says that, she says, crap, I know I do. Yes, I'm not saying the S word unless you say shit. I'm saying, I'll say it, but seriously, from the way, Miss Crazy just said it, are we in some way, and like you just said, in some way, are we all bit in some way? Because we've all gone through some type of trauma, some type of whatever. Are we all mental in some way? We may not be mental in the clinical form of what some people are. We don't have to get locked up for it. But are we all mental in some way?
Yeah.
See, I think so too.
Yeah. Some people may call it an obsession,
Okay, I have to say this though. Miss Crazy said it the way I say it. Shit. I do. Seriously, because
sometimes I think like the people that are like mentally, that do have major mental trauma and stuff that have been like that's done therapy and stuff, I think actually they're probably know more about mental health than the rest of people do.
And I think
because
that
we with mental problems, we have to like when we're well, we have to like watch out for trigger signs of maybe things aren't going as well in our head as we perceive them to be, so they're more aware.
Okay, so then let me ask this. What are official welcome to Power Girl, Ro, and Ellie. So, Crazy Lady, what are you willing to make a fuss about? What will not keep you silent?
Littering. I go total Karen on littering. And people being treated uncivilly, I kind of nut up and I go sideways. Doesn't matter where I am.
Do you ever step in?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I don't care. I mean, I've seen people like start yelling at each other in public, screaming, and I'll step up. Hey, you know what? Check it out. We're not doing this today. We're not treating each other like this. End of story. We're just not doing it.
Okay. Now, Brina says, yeah, book smart is one thing, but if you've been through it, it's easier for you to relate and relay compassion. See, you all are saying hello to each other. And Ms. Crazy says, I'm waiting to go off on a Karen. It'll be my turn one day. Okay, so are Karens practicing entitlement, or can a Karen go into court one day if they're ever sued? Because I personally think that Karen should be put in jail because they set some people off to seriously get injured or killed. Can they say that they were mental? Would that be a plausible reason in court?
They'd have to have a lot of documentation. I'm talking about not just like all of a sudden you have split personalities. That's the only excuse, straight up.
No, I mean, no, but okay.
All of a sudden blah, blah, blah. No, we're talking about previous documentation. And if she's that mentally, trust me, there should be someone standing around going, they're just not themselves today or something like that.
Okay, now Miss Crazy says hell to the no. So okay, so
but yeah, pretty much that answer because no Karen's gonna come and say yeah, I'm really.
Okay, but can't someone say, well, I was having a mental lapse that day. I knew Crazy was coming up. I was having a mental lapse that day. I don't know what happened, or I was triggered. I was triggered and I just don't know. Hey, Miss Crazy.
Absolutely not. That's a negative ghostwriter.
I never get that excuse. I can never use that excuse. And I do have mental lapses.
Yeah, I do. That's what I'm saying, because honestly, I could do it every day. If you want to talk about having mental lapses and being able to go out and go off on somebody and use that as an excuse, I could do it every single day. You know what I'm saying? Like, Karens are called Karens for a reason. It's not because they have mental lapses for one day. It's because they can't mind their own damn business and stay out of other people's messes and always causing grief, and they're miserable. You know what I'm saying? Like, their lapses their whole life. Karens, like, but you got to understand that a lot of people get miscategorized as Karens. Like when Crazy Lady said, "I'm going to be a Karen to a Karen." You can't. You're not being a Karen. You're being somebody who's sticking up for the other party, because the Karens are just ridiculous, you know, or Karen or Chad or Susan or whoever they want to call them. You know what I mean? So I just call them nosy and whatever else, you know, mind your business. You don't need to say certain things to certain people. And honestly, if you are having a bad day, which I have them, and when I tell you that I ghost myself away from people, because I know that there may be a chance that I'll react in a way that I look back and I'm like, damn, probably shouldn't have done that. That's not how a Karen, quote unquote, thinks. You know what I'm saying? That's not a mental, like, there's no, if you went into court, I so wish I could be a judge up there. Send all the Karens to my courtroom, because I'm about to tell every one of them how they really feel, how I really feel like about themselves. Those are the same people that they tell everybody else about how they feel. But if you went to tell them, they would be in absolute sobbing tears. Oh, why are you like that to me? And I didn't, like, what? No. Like, if, you know, I am willing to make a fuss. If I'm in a gas station or a grocery store or anywhere and I find someone being treated unjustly that I can do something about, I will do something about it. And I've spoke up time and time again.
but can't a Karen say that, well, I'm willing to make a fuss, I won't be silenced, I want to, you know, tell you about your dog that's in the park or this or that or that? Can't they say the same thing? I'm willing to make a fuss.
But when you're willing to make a fuss, is the fuss that you're making a bunch of bullshit? Oh, excuse my language, but
you made a point. I'm playing both sides here, so okay.
So you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference between making a fuss about something that should be said, right? There's a lot of stuff in this life, in this country, that should be said that's never said. And then there's a lot of stuff that you should just shut the F up. Like, who cares about that? Karen is grown out of, like, what it really used to be. It used to be someone complaining about something completely ridiculous, usually their fault, or something that was none of their business to begin with, or a racist person that, you know, says some stuff that they should be punched in the mouth for, you know? That's what a Karen is. That's somebody that's unreasonable. You see these videos all the time where, you know, the truck driver is just trying to go deliver something and you got some neighbor Karen coming up talking about, who are you, bitch? I'm doing my job. Get out of my face. All these people that sit there and talk to all these people, that would not be me. I'd have got down off the vehicle and I'd have called the cops and just stand there and looked at them. Last time someone tried to go off in my face, that's what I did. And you know why? Because I knew if I responded to that, I was probably going to be the one going to jail. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm willing to make a fuss. I'm also willing to put someone in their place if it's necessary, but I'm willing to make a fuss when it's necessary. That means making a fuss about something that you should make a fuss about, something that's hurting people, endangering people, I don't know, stuff like that. Not about someone parking on your damn driveway and making tire marks. Get the...
Okay, so let me ask this then. I'm going to bring up the R word. I'm bringing up the racist word. Are Karens mostly racist, or that's just the way society has portrayed them? Because most Karens are, for the most part, people who need to mind their own business.
I don't think they're inherently racist like that. However, somebody like that is going to use everything at their disposal because they're miserable, you see? And because racism is just running rampant, just because it's always going to be like that, I mean, it just is what it is. It's sad, but it is. I don't think that that's what there is embedded in them. But I think that they are part of the group that doesn't know how to mind their own business, keep their mouth shut, and stay in your lane. Like, not, you don't have to talk about everything or say everything or everything in your thoughts. And especially, like I said, with that whole, maybe they were just having a bad day. No. That's not a Karen. That's not a Karen. That's somebody who's having a bad day, because those people, because I've had bad days. I've gone off on probably things I shouldn't have. And you know what I did later? If I was able to, I apologize for that. You know what I mean? Or I thought about it after. That's the difference. The Karens, and you sit there and call them Karens, and don't call me that. Well, that's what you're acting like. And if obviously if it makes you feel some type of way, then that means it's probably true.
No, I mean, no. And you make a point, because there have been times, in fact, it happened last week. Something happened with a delivery that I had, and I was just so pissed off. I called, and I'm just ready to scream at everyone. And after, you know, I asked for a supervisor, you know, they get on the phone and they walk everything through me, you know, through with me. And they're like, okay, don't worry. You know, we will replace this. Just keep what you have. We'll send another one out, blah, 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 blah. And I went and I said, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the way I got on this call, because I was just really upset. I've been waiting for this thing forever. It's been on back order forever. When I finally get it, it is damaged. You know, and if you can please tell the previous rep, I apologize. And, you know, and the supervisor's like, no, thank you for saying that, whatever, because I know a lot of people, you know, probably don't. So, yeah, you do go back and you say you are sorry. I also don't think that a lot of Karens are racist, because I have seen a lot of videos where you have, you know, Karens, you know, calling the cops on other white people, you know, absolutely, whatever, you know, and it's like, seriously, you're really getting upset with them over this? You know, I mean, there's a so-called Karen, you know, calling the police on somebody who was riding their bike down an alley.
That's just miserable, you know, like, people. That's just miserable,
you know,
people.
So it's like, seriously, you know, so, it's miserable people. It's also people who can't mind their own business. And the sad part of it is when it is weaponized, when they use it to call the police, and that person they're calling the police on ends up getting harmed or killed. That's when being a Karen and their tears, when they weaponize them, that's what I mainly have an issue with, because you are setting certain people up to be killed.
Yeah, and there's some people, honestly, the reality is that's a lot of times it's beyond being a Karen. You know, Karens are just miserable whoever's, male or female, don't matter. You know, they're just miserable people. They don't have nothing better to do. They ain't got no good hobbies. And now everybody else's business becomes their hobby. And you know what? Nobody tells them really anything. Come on. Every neighborhood has one or two. Every neighbor, every business, it doesn't matter. It's just miserable people. There's a difference between miserable people and inherently evil people, which do things on purpose because of that.
Well, I don't know. Karens have been labeled many, many ways. And, you know, it has just gotten to the point where it is ridiculous, but most Karens were associated with racism. But more and more, we are seeing people who, you know, if those Karens who called the cops on, I'm just going to use the Central Park Karen. And one of the first things she said was, it's a black man and I'm being threatened and what have you. Yet she continues to walk towards him while she's choking her dog, you know, what do we do with these people? I mean, what do we do with these people who want to stand up and say, I want to make a fuss. I won't be silenced, but you're doing it the wrong way. You're doing it in a way where you're purposely hurting other people. And what Judy Heumann did, I mean, willing to make a fuss because you're trying to get handicap rights and everything. That's one thing. Willing to make a fuss because you're pissed off because, you know, somebody doesn't have is entering your apartment building and you don't think they belong there, so you are going to take it upon yourself to call the cops. I mean, How do we stop these people from making a fuss? Do they have to start being arrested?
They have to be held accountable for their actions. And I'm going to say this. I just talked about this today at work. My guys are going to keep doing the stuff they do because nobody's holding them accountable. And as long as people are just allowed to be, however, and that's when I go back to the arrest them or punch them in the mouth, knock one of her front teeth out. Let's see if she doesn't think twice next time. You know, like and it's not, they're like, oh, you just result to violence. No, but you know what? People get real tired of talking and you know better. You're grown. You know better. That there's no reason for that. And because you're grown, there's grown consequences. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. So instead of arguing with them, call the cops on them. Be like, look, I'm calling the cops. Well, good, because I already called them. They'll be here in a minute. Now stop talking to me. You know what I mean?
But crazy. Okay. Let me ask this. And crazy lady, I also want you to chime in if you have something to say. Ms. Crazy, let me ask this then. Do you think you calling the police and me calling the police on the exact same situation, who do you think the police will listen to first?
Usually, it's, I guess, the calmer that depends one.
On where you're at.
Okay, both of you all were talking at the same time. Who said what? Crazy lady?
It's usually the calmer one. They'll take you both aside and they'll talk to each one of you. And usually the one that is like, you know, in a calm, you know, that's calm, not acting like an idiot.
Do you really believe that?
Yeah. In some situations, I would have to agree. In some situations, I would not. And that's because I've lived a lot of places. Okay. And believe me when I tell you, the justice systems in each place is different. The cops are different in each place. It just depends. You know, unfortunately, it depends on what cop shows up. It depends on where you're at. It just like, there's way too many variables to actually give a full on answer. I suppose if I call the police and they don't, first of all, they shouldn't ask. I wish they wouldn't even ask nothing. If I call for an emergency, I'm just telling you what the emergency is. Doesn't matter who I am, what gender I am, what race I am, whatever. Can you come over here? And then we could talk about it. Unfortunately, that's sad, but not true. But like, when they come out there, do I think sometimes they're going to side with the other person because the other person plays victim once they get there? And now who's to say what? That's why everybody's
recording. Okay, but is it really that person playing victim as opposed to, and I'm put color in here because I have to. And that's why I asked Crazy Lady, you know, who do you think they're going to listen to? Even if I'm the calm person, the other one is screaming and what have you. Case in point, look at, we all see the video of Victoria's Secret, Karen, she's falling all over the ground, yelling, screaming, don't film me. And she's crying, whatever. The police come, you know, and the first person that they're ready to side with is her. Whereas this Black woman is quiet and she's just trying to get away from this crazy woman. And, you know, or the guy at the bus stop who was, you know, running around trying to stab these teenage boys, the police are called. They're putting the boys in handcuffs. And the people are like, no, it's not them. It's him.
I understand. That's why I said it depends on what cops show up. To be real, I mean, I'm just being real because I've seen it. Okay. You know, what cops show up, who you talk to, you know what I'm saying? That's the unfortunate part about it. The justice system is all human people with either miserable lives, people in their pocket, a lot of money, or racist or mean or whatever. You're going to get good and the bad, right? You might make one call where it's like, well, we know this person already and we're going to do something about it. Or the problem is most of the time the cops are like, oh, that's just a crazy old lady. Don't worry about that. Well, she's going to keep doing that because you keep allowing that to happen. You see? So like in all instances, absolutely. Do I think that happens? 100%. I've seen it happen in front of my own face. I honestly have that part of it. Right. Because they walk in with an assumption, right? That's just the way it is. And they shouldn't. They're not supposed to. That's not the way they're trained. But unfortunately, that's not the way it is. Right? It doesn't matter. And again, it goes down to holding somebody accountable for the police that don't respond the way they're supposed to. Who's holding them accountable when they do the wrong things after they assume and go in and they're racist or whatever case it may be? Right? So, I mean, I don't know.
So let me ask this. Should police officers, and this, some people may not want to say this, but I'm going to put myself out there because I do not like police officers. Not all of them are bad, but, you know, as Thomas the Villain says, if you have 99, you know, good cops and one bad cop, but those 99 cops don't say anything about that one cop, you have 100 bad cops. Right.
Yeah, I get it. 100%.
You know, so do you think that within the police department or, you know, places like that, that you need to have other officers who say, I won't be silenced and I'm willing to make a fuss, that they're willing to dime out their fellow cops?
But look, wow, you're backing into a justice system corrupt is the damn Everglades. But I mean, like, I mean, you want to know, I mean, the reason why I have, like, if anybody, everybody, oh God, this is so hard to talk about because I've had a lot of dealings, unfortunately, with that system in several different states and areas. You know what I'm saying? So I've seen a lot. Unfortunately, the bottom line is it's all inherently bad, right? It needs to revamp. But the problem is even the good cops, right? Everybody says, well, they're bad if they don't speak up. But I'm going to tell you right now, if they speak up, that's the last time they talk. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying. And that's the problem. The fact that it's absolutely. You know, that the problem is so ingrained, and like you say, it is corrupt. And Shy Lady says the whole system is just corrupt. So what do you do? Do we still sit around and say it's okay for these cops to go out? I mean, we had a case 2 years ago that's now being resolved, where in Louisville, Kentucky, the police officers allowed a police dog to gnaw on a 14-year-old boy.
Mm.
You know, because he ran. Okay, but y'all caught him. So, I mean, and literally they just let this dog, while the boy is in custody, they just let the dog gnaw on this little boy, like, okay, well, here's your little plaything. Whatever. You know, so, I mean, at what point does somebody stand up and say, I won't be silenced? If everyone stood up, if you know, I do believe that there are more good cops than bad, but because they won't say anything, I don't trust cops. So it's like, if everyone stood up, I'm gonna go back to being the bully at recess or at lunch, whatever you want to call it, where if everyone in the classroom stands up against that bully, the bully will stop. So if everyone in all these corrupt places, whether it's law enforcement, if it's the fire department, if it's teachers, whatever, if everyone just stood up, would it stop?
No. You know why? Because I'm just going to give you an example of something. Bad doctors. Okay. And I'm just going to use this because it's easier for the example. A bad doctor, he's at a hospital, has a problem, right? Gets sued at that hospital. That hospital bans him. Guess what he does? He goes to another hospital. Mm-hmm. That hospital bans him. He goes to another hospital, to another. Most of the time, the bad ones, if they do get reprimanded, right? If it does happen, all they do is shuffle them around. They're not gonna, unlike the good ones that they make basically quit, right? Well, shut up or quit, you know, like that's the problem. The good people walk away, and this isn't any job, but for cops for sure. And then you're left with, I'm not an all cops batter person, the type of person. And the reason I say that is because I have friends in the system. And I also have people, you know, I mean, I've seen the bad, the good, the ugly, the whole shebang, right? And the problem is that you almost can't be good in that system without being good out there. Like the cop will tell you, well, out here, but don't tell my supervisor. Let's keep this to ourselves. That's shitty, but that's the way the system works. They're trained not to have, they try to tell you that they train them to have compassion. No, they don't. They train them to be in power. You need to control the situation, whatever that case may be. And when you're given power like that, that's what happens.
Well, you can't train someone to have empathy. Either you're going to have it or you don't. So I always laugh when they say, well, we need more training. I mean, training for what? I mean, training is not, I mean, if you're a jerk, you're a jerk.
That's
so
right.
You have all the training you want. You know, but, you know, again, you know, I just always feel that it takes a special person who is willing to make a fuss, who will say, I will not be silenced, and they will stand up and they will actually do what they're going to do. I mean, you have, you know, people who, you know, backdoor civil rights. You know, I have to, and I'm gonna say this, I've said this before. Those white people who got on that bus, knowing that that bus could be bombed, knowing that they would possibly be beaten or even killed, I'm like, those are people that I applaud, you know. Sure. Then you know, and then you have people who are like, oh well, okay, well, no, you know, well, I'll send in a donation. I don't want your donation. I want to know if you're going to stand with me and stand up here and tell that boss that what you're doing is wrong. You know, and like I said, there are a lot of people out there. I mean, even other, you know, black people, I know them. You know, I'm with you. But then it's like, you know, where everybody go? You know, you look around and you're standing by yourself.
That's because it's easy to talk. It's not easy to
make. It is easier to talk, but thankfully I am a person who is willing to stand by myself. I am willing to do that. I am willing to take the hits. I am willing to fight for a cause, you know. But for other people, it's like they want to, their voice, they, like we were talking about Karens, they use their voice because they are just nosy or just mind your own business. Just, can you just please just shut up, you know? You know, and then you have other people who are really out there trying to make a difference. And this world is just so messed up right now that we need people who are really willing to stand up and try to make a difference. And all those Karens who are making all that noise, you need to be quiet. You also need to be locked up. You need to be locked up. You need to be locked up with some of the worst. Maybe that will get you to shut up.
Well, yeah, because it's someone getting consequences. You can talk till you're blue in the face. I just told my upper boss this today. I was like, I'm tired of talking. If you guys aren't going to write these guys up, I'm not going to tell them anything anymore because it's pointless. But most of these people are feared into submission. Look, you say something, but if you do, you're going to lose your job. If you do all this other stuff, you know, like the fear of losing everything and not being able to recover from something because people cancel everybody for the wrong reasons now, you know, is what makes people stop standing up, because you don't want to fall as you're going to fall as one. And that's only because the system sucks, not because you can't. It's because the system is what it is. And the power ratio is nowhere near anything to anybody. The whole country would have to come together as one and stand against. And when, tell me how you think that'll ever happen.
Unfortunately, it will never happen.
And that's the sad part. That's why everybody just stands back and they're like, oh, you're just standing back and letting it happen. No, we're not. But we're talking about it, but there's a lot of talk when you try to go do something about it, you're punished. You're literally punished for trying to make a change, trying to do anything. They kill people over this stuff. You see what I'm saying? So like, that's why everybody's like in video cameras, everybody videos everything, because, you know, there ain't no more he said, she said. Like you said, if someone walked up to a situation and a cop, it doesn't matter who it is, they're going to look and they're going to assume, right? Because that's just what people do, stereotype and assume or whatever. Nobody has a video. So now it's he said, she said. And I promise you that other person's going to play hell victim if there's not a video showing, listen, buddy, I got the video right here and you're done. Because that means they're held accountable for that.
And that's why I say videotape everything. Videotape everything. I'm, you know, an accident I was in about a year and a half ago. I can't believe it was that long ago. If it weren't for the fact that I had dash cams in my car, I would have been held accountable. And this guy dragged it on, found out how much insurance we had, because we have very, very good insurance. And, you know, they were going after the insurance and they wanted this and they wanted that. And, oh, my head hurt and this happened, whatever. And it's like, well, I have dash cams in my car and that's not what happened. You know, so if I didn't have those cameras, I would have lost. You know, so again, and it's crazy, you're right, because we do. I mean, I am like videotape everything. And y'all, we all videotape stuff. Can I just say this one thing? This is a little side note here. If y'all gonna videotape something, can you hold the camera steady? Don't be moving around and all that stuff. Can we please hold the camera steady? I just had to say that.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, that's the problem. But it also becomes a problem when we're videoing everything and like all the stuff that just like, why? But how do you hold? I'll just throw out another example. All of that stuff in the past, the death by cop, right? All that stuff's been videotaped. Tell me who was held accountable. Tell me how many times those cops got off still. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. That's the fear factor
of
it.
But did it not matter because the system is so... Absolutely. Right, okay. So, but at the same time, you take someone like... George Floyd, who, when Derek Chauvin went back and filed his report, was completely different than what was on the videotape, you know, and then if it weren't for the videotape, he never would have even gotten to trial, you know. So again, do videotapes help?
And then what happened?
Yes, cops have gotten up. What do you mean?
Then what happened? Is he in jail now?
Derek Chauvin, yeah, he was convicted, 26 years in civil court and federal. He was convicted. They all were.
The sad part about that is look what it took to get that.
You're right.
You know, so that's the sad part about it. That's why I said that when you said, who are they going to side with? It just all depends on who shows up. Honestly, honest to God. And the witnesses, because I don't know about y'all, but when I see something, I stay there. And I'm like, especially if I know that person's about to try to blame either. If I witness something and I know it's about to become a he said, she said, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to stay here so that I can make sure that the right person is held accountable. Not because I'm trying to mind other people's business. I get tired of people playing victim when they're not. And it pisses me off.
Okay. So, if I'm putting you on the spot, you don't want to answer Crazy. You don't have to. I'm going to ask you the same thing that I asked Crazy Lady. How much are you willing to make a fuss about?
In all situations or something specific?
Just about in anything. I mean, when you see an injustice, are you willing to really, you know,
100%. That's it. Now, because you know why? You know, it not that I'm not inherently or generally a good person, that has nothing to do with it, because a lot of people say that. But I've experienced injustice in huge ways, whether people like to believe that or not, that that other people, like certain people, can go through it. They don't know, because you don't know me like that, you know what I'm saying? But you have no idea about my past, and you have no idea, like, the things that get pinned on people regardless of what you say, do, or otherwise, you know what I mean? So, and it's because it's he said, she said assumptions, people that don't want to talk, right? Witnesses, because you're snitching, you know, can't be a snitch type of stuff. But it's not about that. A snitch is not somebody who's speaking up against injustice. A snitch is somebody who's ratting you out for something they could have minded their freaking business about. You see what I'm saying? So, like, if I see something where it's like, I'm like, no. That's not at all about it.
Wait, Miss Crazy, because you said a snitch, okay, is someone who should mind their own business, but can, okay, but is a snitch the same thing as what do you call those people? Dang, the word just slipped.
Whistleblowers?
Whistleblower, yeah. Is a snitch the same thing as a whistleblower?
No, because look, that's the difference. A snitch is somebody, like when people say don't snitch, it's because all y'all were doing that. Now you're over there talking. Stop talking. You see what I'm saying? It's not the same thing. You're speaking up against injustice or whatever. I'll give you an example. I have lots of examples. I used to work for Walmart before I was in my 20s. I don't know. I was like 18 or something like that. And Walmart set down a policy about piercings and all these other things. And we had a bunch of employees, younger guys and girls, that had like beards and longer hair and piercings in their ears and a nose, tongue, whatever. And they were basically told them all, either take them out or you don't work here anymore. And so, like, this is on a small scale, but it's just what I'm talking about. I didn't have any piercings at the time like that, nor did I have any problem with any of the dress codes, because I wasn't the one getting dress coded. However, I was the biggest mouth. And the reason that was because all of the people that they were targeting, the young high school people, the people that, it was like a group. And it was almost like, wait a minute. So now they've been doing their job just fine with these piercings this whole time. And all of a sudden now it's a problem. Oh, and the guys can't wear earrings, but the girls can. And it's a safety protocol thing. Well, why isn't it safety for the girls? The reason I stood up so hard, I made the whole district manager come down to the store and explain to me why it was different for these group versus these group, why the guys had to cut their beards off, why they had to keep their or cut their hair, do all this stuff. I said, tell me what service that's going to do for anybody in the store, because none of my, and I was management, right? None of my people, and I never heard no customer come to me talking about, I want to talk to her. She knows all about the product, but has their ears pierced 16 times. Never. And I didn't have nothing to do with that. None of it was against me, but I fought tooth and nail with them all the way, because it was a small injustice, but it was injustice. It was ridiculous.
Okay. All right.
I hate to do this, but I'm actually late for a meeting because I like to talk a lot.
That's fine. Thank you for popping up.
But I appreciate you having me. Great show as always. And we'll do it again.
Tomorrow's show is going to start 15 minutes late.
I'm always late, but that's besides. Okay. Right. I appreciate you, though. I'm sure I'll be here tomorrow, though. I'll catch y'all later.
Okay. Bye. Crazy lady, I was about to ask you before she said that she had to jump off. Do you agree, disagree, push back?
I'm like crazy. I stand up. It doesn't matter, you know, because I don't know. I just, you know, I hate being judged, and I, you know, and it's, yeah, just because someone's different don't mean you got to be a hater.
Okay. But unfortunately, you know, people do see difference as a reason to dislike people. People see different, you know, as a reason to, you know, not want to pay attention to people.
That's just called being ignorant.
It is. You know, but why did you have somebody? I'm just wrapping everything going back to Judy Heumann. Why did she have to, you know, make a fuss to have, you know, a building that had a ramp for wheelchairs? And she got pushback on that. When she was making a fuss about disabled people, she got pushback. You had lawmakers who did not want to put wheelchair accessible ramps and doors and, you know, automatic doors, whatever. They didn't want to do it because it costs too much money. You know, but at the end of the day, like Judy Heumann said, okay, disabled people, we spend money. We just won't spend it. Everything always seems to come down to money, no matter what you are doing. It always seems to come down to money. And, you know, again, for police officers, I agree. When, again, Thomas Davila, you all don't know who he is. You need to check him out on TikTok. You know, 99 good cops, that one bad cop, but the 99 good cops turn away from what the one bad cop is doing. I do believe you have 100 bad cops. What are you willing to make a fuss about? So let me see. Crazy says I have to eat. No problemo. So y'all, that is my show. That's my show for today. I will be 15 minutes late tomorrow, but when I was adding the show onto Podbean, it was either 10 after or 20 after. So technically it's in at 1:20 or Pacific time is 20 after the hour. So I guess I'll be on at 20 after the hour tomorrow, but I am doing a show. And Brina, I'm sorry. It's not going to be Thursday fun. It's not going to be Thursday fun. And it's not going to be a music show, but I will give y'all the title of the show is Make Me Laugh. Does laughter come easy to you? How important is laughter in your life? And why is it so hard for others to laugh? And I thought that was appropriate for a Thursday show that, you know, we try to keep it fun, but, you know, we have those laugh police out. So we will not be doing that. So thanks, Shy Lady, for popping in. So other than that, guys, that is it. Is there anything particular that you guys want to hear as a, I haven't really uploaded anything from last week that I played, because that playlist is still in here. So if anything y'all want to hear that I can take you out with, if not, I'm just going to kind of just say, you know, see you later. But anything y'all want to hear? Anything? Let's see. How about y'all want to hear Gladys again? Neither one of us. I can play that again. Okay, so Brina says, yeah. Okay, I'll take you out with some Gladys. Got you to the point.
I'm gonna do without you.
Well, everyone, that's it. I hope to see you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening, wherever you are in the world, and stay safe. Bye.